The court order allows the receiver to pay the State Department of Workforce Development more than $120,000. The money will go to unpaid wages of former Sun Badger employees. The case could be reopened if a former employee is criminally convicted and forced to pay restitution for allegedly embezzling over $500,000 from the company. John Wirth was the court-appointed receiver. He says the employee worked in a high-level finance position.
She hid a lot of theft, including paying for a lot of her own personal expenses through company money.
Court documents say 124 creditors argued they were owed more than $12 million. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.